For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A senior official in Turkey's ruling party says he will never allow a cover-up of the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi in Saudi Arabia's consulate in Istanbul. Saudi Arabia announced hours earlier that the writer died during a fistfight in its consulate, and the executive director of the Turkish Arab Media Association says he wants all those involved in the assassination punished.
We want Jamal's murders to be punished. We want punishment not only for 18 men, but also for the authority that gave the orders.
At an event in Scottsdale, Arizona, President Trump made it clear a caravan of migrants won't be coming into the United States, even if he has to call out the military. They're currently at the Mexico-Guatemala border. Also in Arizona, Democrat Joe Biden, a potential White House challenger in 2020, is encouraging union members to vote Democrat. Former President Barack Obama will be in Las Vegas on Monday. President Trump told his supporters anyone who votes for Democrat now is crazy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Friends of Jamal Khashoggi have demanded that authorities in Riyadh produce his remains. Turkish authorities say the journalist was tortured, killed, and dismembered. The Saudi government says Khashoggi was regrettably killed in a fistfight, but refused to produce the body. Democratic Congressman Jerry Connelly tells CNN,
"It's amazing that it took 2 weeks of lying and subterfuge for the Saudi government to finally admit, well, yes, he died. And he died at their hands. Now they're engaged in a cover-up. To protect the Crown Prince."
It will be the Crown Prince who heads up the investigation into what happened. A surprise announcement from Alaska Governor Bill Walker, an independent. He's dropping out of the race.
"In the time remaining, it has become clear we cannot win a three-way race."
Walker's Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallett resigned Tuesday over inappropriate comments toward a woman. Walker endorsed Democratic nominee Mark Begich, a former U.S. Senator, over Republican nominee Michael Dunleavy. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The unmanned spacecraft Beppo Colombo, a joint venture between the European and Japanese space agencies, has a 4.8 million mile journey to Mercury ahead of it that'll take 7 years to reach the planet closest to the sun. ESA flight director Andrei Akomazu.
"In the first hours, the spacecraft has to become autonomous. It means that it has to deploy its solar panels, get energy from the sun, and live on its own without the batteries. Then we take over control, and we slowly configure it for the very long cruise phase that we need to reach Mercury."
The spacecraft is to arrive at Mercury in December of 2025. It'll place two probes in orbit around the smallest planet in the solar system. They'll tour Mercury for a year before feeding their findings back to Earth. Former UK Independent Party leader Nigel Farage criticizes Theresa May for betraying Brexit, saying the Conservative Party may force her out after she agrees to extend the transition period by another year.
"Another year in which we won't make our own laws, won't control our own borders, won't catch our own fish, and she wants to hand over a further £20 billion to do it. So the problem here isn't Brexit. The problem is the Prime Minister."
Young voters led the People's Vote March to London's Parliament Square, which supporters say attracted more than 600,000 people calling for a fresh referendum on Brexit. A small group of angry diners confront Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell at a restaurant in Louisville, but are met with calls from other customers to leave the Kentucky Republican alone. Video obtained by TMZ shows at least one diner berating McConnell on issues such as Social Security. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.